as it happened in August from Secret City. In less than 55 minutes, hear another Monkey Rerun, a KDWB exclusive.
Don't miss the complete Monkey Rerun tomorrow. KDWB.
Dirty Old Man for the Brown Eyed Girl. It's 1:05, and it's Only Money Time starts a brand new contest in just a minute and a half.
You'll crow about your bargain when you buy your 1968 Chevrolet from Grossman. Buy your car truck from Grossman Chevrolet, 1304 East Lake Street, Minneapolis. It's money-saving time. This is Ward Week, and every Montgomery Ward department has outdone itself to bring you the savingest bargains of the year in furniture, apparel, sporting goods, auto supplies. Yes, Ward Week, when all America shops and saves at Montgomery Ward. Be an early bird. Get best selection. Shop Ward Week today.
What's unusual about Royal Oldsmobile?
Only money. Listen carefully and do only what Minnie Money says.
Minnie Money says add 10 and 3. Minnie Money says subtract 2.
Remember your answer. That's the number you start with when Minnie starts again. It's only money.
I told you that I'm lightning's girl. Tail ain't a lightning girl. Tail ain't a lightning girl.
49 degrees under clear skies. Robert Summer reporting the KDWB 110 First Edition. Two white male armed bandits robbed the Spring Inn at Moreau and Spring in northeast Minneapolis shortly before noon or shortly after noon today. They made customers and help lie on the floor and then escaped in a GTO Pontiac light blue with off-white interior. Minneapolis police described the pair. One is 5'7", about 160 pounds, with dark hair. The other 5'10", about 180 pounds, and blonde hair. The two are between 25 and 30, both wearing car coats. Minneapolis police are investigating. A large amount of 10s and 20s were involved in that robbery. Northern States Power Company dedicated its newest generating plant in Cottage Grove today. The jet-driven 50,000-kilowatt power plant cost a $3.3 million to build. The company says it's designed to meet anticipated new peaks in power demand. Taking part in the ribbon-cutting ceremony were J.F. Owens, Jr., NSP Vice President and Manager of the St. Paul Division, and the Cottage Grove Mayor, Howard Kernkamp. An all-white federal jury found seven men guilty of conspiring to kill three civil rights workers in 1964. In the trial at Meridian, Mississippi, the jury found eight of the defendants innocent, deadlocked on three others. At Oakland, California, police cleared 4,000 demonstrators away from the induction center after seven warnings. President Johnson has sent word he won't attend the National Governors Conference in the Virgin Islands, the White House notifying the National Governors Conference today. That announcement came just a few hours before the governors were scheduled to take up a resolution supporting the president's Vietnam policies. The resolution, however, appears doomed, with 21 Republican governors lined up against it. The government warned today it won't tolerate any lawlessness or disorders in tomorrow's massive anti-war march in Washington. U.S. Air Force and Marine jets have staged 77 missions against North Vietnam, smashing vital rail links with Red China, military targets in the southern panhandle. The backlash of Typhoon Carla prevented Navy jets from participating in those raids. More trouble hit the British labor scene today as a British railway brakeman strike continues to spread. In addition, unofficial walkout of dock strikers been blocking vital exports, both brakemen and dock workers demanding higher wages. Yastrzemski signs fat new contract. Details on that and all the sports next on KDWB.
Now Los Bravos, get down to it.
Look at the people. Look at their faces. All kinds of people. In all sorts of places.
Look at the people.
Look at the faces. Hey, you're watching your battle with all your
Boston outfielder Carl Yastrzemski signed a fat new contract today, making him one of the highest paid players in baseball. The contract reportedly puts the batting Triple Crown winner in the $100,000 a year class. Yaz was a prime factor in leading the Boston Red Sox to the first American League pennant in 21 years. He's considered a cinch to be named the American League's most valuable player. The KDWB football forecast. Predictions on the outcome of this weekend's top college football games around the nation.
Alabama risks its 25-game unbeaten streak in its Southeastern Conference lead this week against Tennessee. A year ago, the team staged the region's best game, with Alabama coming from behind to win 11-10 after Tennessee missed a short field goal in the final seconds. Alabama's really begun to roll after the opening tie with Florida State and features one of the best pass-catch combos in the nation in quarterback Kenny Stabler and Ed Dennis Holman. Tennessee may be forced to go with Bubba Wash, the third-string quarterback who beat Georgia Tech last weekend. The other quarterbacks are still injured. Tennessee has one of the strong teams in the South, but it's doubtful whether they can keep pace with Stabler, Holman, and company without Dewey Warren or Charlie Fulton. Alabama must be the pick to make it 26 straight without a loss. Elsewhere, Auburn over Georgia Tech, Georgia over Virginia Military, Louisiana State over Kentucky, Mississippi over Southern Mississippi, and Houston over Mississippi State. Also, Clemson over Duke, North Carolina over Maryland, North Carolina State over Wake Forest, South Carolina over Virginia, the Citadel over Davidson, Virginia Tech over Richmond, Florida State beating Texas Tech, and Tulane over the Air Force. Michigan State taking 16 straight in their Big Ten contest. Another victory ties them with Ohio State's teams in 1954 and 56. They handed Michigan a 34-0 whipping last week, and they play our Gophers tomorrow. It's homecoming, and the Gophers boast of winning the last three games with Michigan State, but the 12th-ranked Spartans appear to be getting better. We'll take them for a victory over the Gophers. That's the KDWB football forecast. More picks in 1 hour.
Coach Murray Warmath will start Kurt Wilson at quarterback when the Gophers go against Michigan State tomorrow at Memorial Stadium for homecoming. The Minnesota Twins have sold outfielder Andy Costco to the Denver Farm Club to the Oakland Athletics. He's reporting to Oakland's Vancouver Farm Club. Weekend weather for the Twin Cities, sunny but windy and cool this afternoon, clear and cold tonight, freezing temperatures. Mostly sunny, a little warmer tomorrow, high this afternoon 52, low tonight 28, high tomorrow 58, low tomorrow night 38. Clear skies with relative humidity at 37%, the wind out of the northwest at 19, gusting to 30, Twin Cities temperature 49 degrees. The next news, the 150 KDWB News Final, Robert Summer reporting.
At 117 KDWB, it's only money time.
What's unusual about Royal Oldsmobile?
Bowler 4-2's, what's unusual about Royal Old?
Royal Old, 734 Grand Avenue.
Headquarters for the young deal on the young mobile.
An unusually ripping, raucous, racy, red-lined 442.
With big, beautiful buckets.
Top hearse chip.
Beefed-up cruts.
GT striping.
Post-racial axle.
Heavy-duty suspension, wiring and frame.
Plus a deluxe radio.
You'd call that unusual.
Royal Oldsmobile's young sales staff will deliver 442.
As just described, for $29.50.
You'd call that unusual.
The Toronado styling of the Royal Olds Cutlass F.
Equipped with a 350 rocket V8 in a two-door model.
Automatic transmission.
Power steering and white sidewall tires.
Toronado's kid brother is growing up.
And what's happened to Cutlass S is
unusual.
2860 buys the Cutlass S. Equipped as mentioned.
You'd call that unusual.
At Royal Oldsmobile, 734 Grand in St. Paul.
There are two ways to squeeze an orange. One, you grab it and squeeze it till there's not a single drop of liquid left in that orange. The other is the way we do it at Sunshine State. We soft squeeze it. It's more like a caress. The juice is sweeter, makes better pure orange concentrate. Remember, friends, hold out for soft-squeezed orange concentrate from Sunshine State.
Sunshine State, orange concentrate.
There is a difference in orange juice and whether Sunshine State people turn it out. Now, granted, orange juice gives you the necessary vitamin C that you need daily and is great for colds, but honestly, wouldn't you rather have your orange juice follow the soft-squeeze method the way they do it at Sunshine State? Sunshine State concentrate. True orange juice with nothing lost, and all they've added is TLC, Tender Love and Care. Sunshine State Orange Concentrate, available at all of the Applebaum supermarkets.
It's only money. Listen carefully and do only what Minnie Money says.
Multiply by 7. Minnie Money says multiply by 2. 6 times 5 divided by 4. Minnie Money says subtract 7. Minnie Money says divide by 3.
Remember your answer. That's the number you start with when Minnie starts again. It's only money.
On KDWB, the music goes nonstop.
For over 26 consecutive nonstop minutes.
On the big 6:30, you expect it to.
KDW Beach Boys, a wild, wild honey.
On the Big 6:30, the beat goes on.
From the Beach Boys to Vicky Carr, it must be here. 49 KDW beautiful weekend degrees.
Tell myself, what's done is done.
On 6:30, the beat is called.
Robin Ward. Well, thank you for that summer, baby. Back 4 years, Robin Ward, I want to thank you for the most wonderful summer on KDWB.
And it goes on, the Big 6:30.
Preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve.
Watch your mouth. 128.
Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
KDWB St. Paul. Now, the one with the music.
True?
Do dogs bark?
True.